Good morning and welcome to I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning at this time, we bring you music from the years 1920 to 1960, the golden age of popular song. We listen again to original recordings from the singers and the musicians and the songwriters who delighted music fans back when. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from the golden age of popular song. Count Basie and his orchestra with the number Shorty George that he wrote himself and recorded with his orchestra in 1938 for the Decca label, part of a wonderful collection of his recordings from that period of time. As I said, written by him, Shorty George was the name of the song and arranged by Andy Gibson. Well, Count Basie and his boys lead off this morning's program of I've Heard That Song Before. We're featuring some of the great big bands and swing bands of the 30s and the 40s. And we've got lots of them this morning coming up, and we're going to go right now to one of the great ones, Artie Shaw. He, of course, led a number of bands around the late 30s and early 40s. I think there was four altogether. We're going to hear from, I think it is the first or the second one, I believe it is, this morning. I never can figure out which band of Artie's we're listening to, but this was the second one, his first really successful band, and it was a great band. He recorded a number called Let's Call a Heart in 1937, and that was written by Johnny Burke and Arthur Johnston. And he's joined by his vocalist of the time, who was Peg LaCentra. She was a vocalist with his band, not perhaps one of the household names of female vocalists, but she had a lovely voice. And she sang with both the first and second of Artie Shaw's orchestras, and we'll hear her on this one, Let's Call a Heart a Heart. We'll move then to 1944 and one of the great jazz artists of all time, and that is Benny Carter. Famous, of course, for his work on the alto sax. He also was an accomplished composer and arranger and led a series of wonderful big bands. Also appeared, performed with a lot of smaller groups. Well, we're going to hear him from 1944 with the famous number I Surrender Dear, written by Harry Barris and friend Clifford. And what's unusual about this one is that it's Benny Carter featured on trumpet. And it's actually quite a... The song is pretty well Benny Carter on trumpet with a band accompaniment. And he played trumpet as well. I believe it might have been the instrument he started out on. And he was a very fine trumpeter. And this is a very fine demonstration of his skills on that instrument, I Surrender Dear. Then we're going to go to that fine orchestra that was fronted by Bob Crosby in the 30s and 40s. And they're going to bring us a number written by Charles Newman called Reminiscing Time. And we'll start with Artie Shaw, Let's Call a Heart a Heart.
finest in jazz, tune into In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I feature jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM here at the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're listening to some of the great swing and large bands from the 1930s and the 1940s. And we just heard from three of them, Bob Crosby and his orchestra with Reminiscing Time, Benny Carter with I Surrender Dear, and Artie Shaw and his orchestra and Let's Call a Heart a Heart. Well, next up, we're going to listen to a very fine band that flourished in the 1930s and actually went on after that. But perhaps their greatest time was during the 30s, and that's the Casaloma Orchestra. Formed, I believe, out of the Orange Blossoms, led by Gene Goldkett, they formed a cooperative, a bit ahead of their time, in the early 30s, or late 20s, actually. It went on to have quite a few hits, and it was a very, very fine band. A little like the Bob Crosby Band in terms of being the sort of the Dixieland alumni that went on and went into some great jazz stuff. We're going to hear from them in 1930, very early days, with their famous number, named after the band, the Casaloma Stomp, written actually by band member Gene Gifford. We're going to go forward a decade to 1941 to the fabulous orchestra of Tommy Dorsey. And one of his singers, you may have heard of him, Frank Sinatra, of course. Pretty well, he started his career, I believe, with the big bands with Harry James, but quickly moved on to Tommy Dorsey and had two very, very productive years with him. And one of the items that they produced together was called When Sleepy Stars Begin to Fall, written by Sybil Allen, and I believe Frank is also joined by the Pied Pipers on this one. Then we're going to go to a lively number by one of the liveliest of the band leaders, a real showman, Cab Calloway, from 1941, with a number written by Buster Harding, very famous recording made by them, Tappin' Off. We'll start with the Casaloma Orchestra and their Casaloma Stomp. Thank you.
sleepy stars begin to fall, my lonely heart has wings and dreams I recall. A love that I once knew is kindled anew, and all that I have dreamed is true. When sleepy stars begin to fall, I live in memory and I hear you call. The magic of the night brings joy and delight when sleepy stars begin to fall.
Stars begin to fall, do 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 do. My lonely heart has wings and dreams I recall, do 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 do.
A love that I once knew is kindled anew, and all that I have dreamed is true.
Stars begin to fall. I live in memory
and I hear you call.
The magic of the night brings joy and delight
when sleepy stars begin to fall.
Thank you. Bridgehead is celebrating a decade of serving great coffee and tea to the Ottawa community. Bridgehead supports small-scale farmers by offering 100% fairly traded and organic coffees and teas. Their commitment to social responsibility means grower families receive more money for their coffee and cooperatives receive more money for special projects chosen by the community. Bridgehead wants to thank you for your support over the past decade and looks forward to serving you a tasty coffee, tea, and freshly baked good at one of their 12 Ottawa locations.
Welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We're here at 89.1 FM, CHUO, at the University of Ottawa, and my name is Stephanie Robinson. We're enjoying some of the great swing bands of the 30s and 40s, the big bands and the jazz bands, I guess. They all can be described as that. We just heard from one of the great showmen of the time, and that's Cab Calloway, with the number Tappin' Off from 1941. And I wasn't able to track down. I was interested in the who might be doing the trumpet on that one. It could either have been Jonah Jones or Dizzy Gillespie, because I know both of them were playing with him in the 40s. And it was a very fine solo on that one. We heard two from Tommy Dorsey and Frank Sinatra. And I believe that was a radio broadcast from 1941, if we could listen to the applause on that. When Sleepy Stars Begin to Fall. A young Frank Sinatra, and you can hear the beginnings of that wonderful voice and the very fine orchestra, of course, of Tommy Dorsey. We heard first from the Casaloma Orchestra, one of the great jazz and swing bands of the 1930s, formed, as I mentioned, out of the Orange Blossoms that were led by Gene Golcat, and they were one of the superior bands. They were excellent. And we don't have a lot of recordings of them. I mean, we have enough to get by on, I guess is the way to put it, but it's unfortunate we don't have a great many, but what we do, we love. We heard that one this morning. We're going to go next to Charlie Barnett, and he is one of the best of the big band leaders in the 30s and 40s. He was a virtuoso himself on the alto sax, and his numbers with his orchestra certainly feature a number of solos, and I believe we may be in for one this morning from 1939. From the number called The Last Jump, and in parenthesis, A Jump to End All Jumps. Now, I've never heard this one before. I'm not familiar with the title, and I wasn't even able to find out who wrote it. But it's a lot of fun. It may have been Charlie Barnett that wrote it, because I know he did a lot of songwriting in his day. Then we're going to go to the orchestra of Chick Webb from 1934. And on this one, I believe we're going to hear, amongst others, with Chick Webb's orchestra, Taft Jordan is featured on trumpet. Edgar Sampson is on alto sax. Of course, we'll hear Chick Webb on the drums with a number that Edgar Sampson helped write, along with Irving Mills and Benny Goodman, If Dreams Come True. They recorded it in 1934. And I must have to say, as I was listening to this, I found it hard to believe that it was recorded all that time ago, because it has a very sort of a forward-sounding forward-looking sound, I guess is the best way to put it. That's a bit of a mixed metaphor, but it's a lovely piece. Then we're going to go to the great Duke Ellington from 1946 with a number written by one of his great collaborators and band members, Billy Strayhorn. And Duke is featured on this as well with the band, playing very nice piano. And it's called Balcony Serenade. We'll start with Charlie Barnett, The Last Jump.
Oh,
Hey, you've just been listening to Duke Ellington and his orchestra and fine piano from the Duke on their 1946 recording of Balcony Serenade. Before that, we heard Chick Webb from 1934, If Dreams Come True. And from 1939, Charlie Barnett and his orchestra with The Last Jump. We've been listening to some of the great swing bands of the 1930s and 40s. And we've got a few more to come yet. I think we've got four more to come. So we'll be moving right along. And we've been featuring trumpeters a lot lately. And we've got another one coming up just next. And that is Harry James. Well, he opens every program, of course, every week with the theme song, the theme music that he recorded in 1942. And his trumpet playing is, of course, it's pretty well instantly recognizable. It's bravura style soaring, some have called it. And I just love it. I think it just really resonates, I guess, is the way to put it. So I always enjoy listening to Harry James. And he has led some very fine orchestras and, of course, did some wonderful work with other big bands, as, for instance, during his stint with Benny Goodman in the 30s. We're going to hear him next from 1939. With one of the jazz standards written by James Hanley and Ballard MacDonald, and that is the tune Indiana. I think everybody must have recorded this one, so I thought we'd better hear Harry James's version from 1939. And we're going to go to another very, very popular big band. Started out with his brother Tommy, who we've already heard from. Jimmy Dorsey went on to lead one of the most popular of the big bands in the 1940s. Went more with a sweeter style, as they were going pretty mainstream at that time, and it proved hugely popular during the war years and after, and of course had some wonderful vocalists with his bands too. We're going to hear, I believe it's an instrumental this morning, written by Al Freed and George Van Epps. Jimmy, and this is later on, 1949. From a collection of recordings that he made, a Complete Standard Transcriptions, it's called. I don't know whether, I think it's studio transcriptions, not necessarily radio transcriptions. And the number we'll hear from him is Stop, Look, and Listen. And I believe Jimmy is joining the band with his saxophone on that one. He played a very fine alto sax, of course. And our next band is led by a great clarinetist, Woody Herman. And we will hear him, and I'm not sure of the date of this recording. Could be in the 40s, could be in the 50s. But you'll certainly know the song. It's written by Cole Porter, I've Got You Under My Skin. And Woody and the boys do a fine job of that one. So let's get started with Harry James and his trumpet, and by the way, his orchestra too, from 1939 with Indiana. Thank you. clarinet of Woody Herman, along with his orchestra. I've Got You Under My Skin, one of the many classic tunes written by R. Cole Porter. And I was just thinking while I was listening to that, we haven't really had a lot of Porter lately, so I think a special is in the lineup in the not-too-distant future. I just love his compositions. Jimmy Dorsey brought us Stop, Look, and Listen, and I mentioned that he would be joining us with his alto sax on that one, and I believe it was his clarinet. Anyway, from 1949, wonderful orchestra. And we started with an equally wonderful orchestra, Harry James and his band from 1939 with the number Indiana. Well, we have one more song to listen to this morning, and we're going to go to perhaps the most famous of the big bands, Glenn Miller and his orchestra. Most famous of the swing bands, I guess. He was super popular and very much associated with the era around the 1930s, early 1940s. I'm going to bring you and leave you with one of his great hits, and it's a particular favorite of mine. It is the tune A String of Pearls. It was written by Eddie DeLange and Jerry Gray. And Jerry Gray, by the way, was an arranger and composer who'd worked with a number of big bands, in particular Artie Shaw and Glenn Miller. And he joined Glenn Miller's stable of composers and arrangers and worked on a lot of the arrangements that the band used. And, of course, the band was famous for its wonderful format and use of very tight arrangements. And this is one of them. Also notable on this recording is the trumpet solo by Bobby Hackett, another one of my very favorite trumpeters. And this is a classic, one of the classics of jazz, his trumpet solo on A String of Pearls with Glenn Miller and his orchestra from 1941. Thank you. And that concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.